Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Arabia says its forces intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen toward one of the kingdom's major international airports on the outskirts of the capital, Riyadh. That story now from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The missile was fired from across Saudi Arabia's southern border by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Several Houthi-owned media outlets reported the rebels had launched the missile, who are at war with the kingdom. The missile was shot down by Saudi air defense forces, with fragments of the missile landing in an uninhabited area north of the capital. Saudi Arabia's Civil Aviation Authority said the missile did not cause any damage to the King Khalid International Airport and that flights were not disrupted. This is the first time that a Houthi missile has come this close to a heavily populated area, and it appears to be the farthest that such a missile has reached inside Saudi Arabia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Saudi Arabia's Gulf Affairs Minister Tamer al-Saban says he has confirmed information about a plot to kill Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri. Hariri announced his resignation Saturday after delivering an attack on Iran and Hezbollah for creating discord in the country and across the region. President Trump has arrived in Japan at the start of a nearly two-week Asian trip at Yokota Airport today. He told those gathered, "No one, in his words, no dictator, no regime, should underestimate American resolve." He'll be attending the East Asia Summit in the Philippines, ASEAN meeting in Vietnam. Mr. Trump's meetings with other Asian leaders, the president is expected to tell them the world is running out of time to stop North Korea's nuclear agenda. This is VOA News.